This is Catherine from South Korea, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 112 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. Today, I am going to teach you a simple, common, and very useful expression. And that expression is to end up. To end up. That's end, E-N-D, and up, U-P, to end up. What does that mean? What does it mean to end up? To end up means to result or finish in a certain way or in a certain place or in a certain condition. Now, this is a very, very common expression. Let me give you a few examples of end up that I think will show you exactly what it means and how to use it. Okay, here is the first example. My friend didn't know what to study in college. He ended up studying history. My friend didn't know what to study in college. He ended up studying history. In other words, the result was that he studied history. Studying history is what he ended up doing. It's what he finished doing. That was the result of whatever decision he was making or whatever else happened. The result was he studied history. Okay, here is another example. I'm so tired that I might end up falling asleep on the sofa. I'm so tired that I might end up falling asleep on the sofa. So in that sentence, we see, I'm so tired that the result might be that I fall asleep on the sofa. And here's one more example. Where did you end up eating last night? Where did you end up eating last night? That makes me think that you were trying to decide where you were going to eat last night, or you weren't sure where you would eat. You didn't know what part of the city you might be in. And I'm asking, well, what was the result? How did the evening finish? Where did you eat dinner last night? So that is to end up, a very, very common expression. I think if you keep your ears open around English speakers, you will probably hear someone say that expression today. It really is that common. And we have ended up at the end of episode 112. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Catherine recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.